Welcome to the Yoruba Podcast, where we leverage science, tech, and art to improve our everyday experiences. Did you know Umuganura is a day of Thanksgiving that was not celebrated at the end of the harvest, but just as the first fruits of the harvest began to be seen? In ancient Rwanda, it was an occasion to give thanks to God and the ancestors for the harvest and all good things in life. The elders tasted the first fruits first. If you've had a chance to witness flowers turn to fruit, you know that it's an exciting moment indeed. You may have worked hard, you as in the farmer or the gardener, you may have worked hard tilling the soil and watering the plant to come to this point, or the fruit just came as a pure gift from nature, neighbors, family, strangers, or friends. Maybe the rain came abundantly and watered the plant for you. Maybe a benevolent helper stepped in and contributed labor. Or maybe the bees brought about a little extra pollen this time around. I'm touched by the idea of celebrating the first fruits because in a way, it's an act of faith. It's an early celebration for what is yet to come. There's a lot that's yet unknown about the harvest, but it's still time to give thanks for what is. Today, if you don't work on a farm, it's easy to miss those moments when the first pop of color brings with it a transformation from flower to fruit, a transformation you've been waiting for. 2020 has been a challenging year for sure, but I'm inspired to look for the first harvest, however small it might be. It's still a first fruit. It's still worth celebrating. No 2 years are ever the same. Here's to spotting the first fruits in all areas of life. What's your first fruit? Happy Thanksgiving, Rhonda. That's all for today. If you have questions, thoughts, or comments, head to Yoruba.ca/podcast and say hello. And as always, our parting words are the same. Remember, you are incomparable.